Hello, wrestling fans. This is Discuss TNA Impact Wrestling, the number one weekly TNA podcast in the entire fucking universe. I'm Jason, your host here with Gary the Horror King. Gary's off doing his thing right now. We'll get to him in a second. We got a lot of news. A lot's going on. There was a new match announced. Got something about Steph DeLander in a minute. Just want to quickly mention on alldistractions.com, some weird-ass website that streams stuff. I don't know the whole deal with it. I do take part. I don't own it. But there's a really good article called Why Scott D'Amore Was Fired. Now, what's happening, Gary? How you feeling? I heard you were under the weather.
Yeah, I've been having, a battle of bronchitis, but that's not about me tonight.
That is not what this show is about, though.
So no, definitely.
Everyone play a little tiny violin for Gary. No, I'm kidding. Gary's sick. Jeez. I'm sick. My niece is sick. It's a rough time right now for the world. But, okay, I want to start with something I read on Twitter this morning and I thought was perfect. So this is from someone named Ryder Watsons, 991 underscore Ryder Chills. Yeah, that's like a seems like a totally fake account. Whatever. 2020. It's been there for a while. TNA has lasted over 20 years, but 2024, 2025, maybe its final breath. A struggling company that was in a good place, but since Scott has gone, it's been downhill. The first reply, Literally nothing has changed with booking or storytelling. People have been signed and re-signed. It's doing fine. Now that's the one with the most likes, which is totally true, but this is a great one from Yellowbone, who I've kind of gone back and forth with. I don't know this person. They're a really smart fucking fan. I will say that. They give me shit, which, you know, it's cool because that's kind of what I'm looking for sometimes. But I've come to the conclusion that some of these guys defending Scott never watched Impact Wrestling. Scott is the same guy who gave us Bully versus Tommy Dreamer feud that lasted for months. Remember that blast, Gary? Remember how much fun that was? Honestly, this is a perfect line. And is this not true? Honestly, if his departure wasn't announced, people wouldn't see the difference. I thought that was great because I really don't think they would have. Do you?
No, the only thing I've noticed different is since he's left, I've noticed we built the main event scene up quite a bit.
Small things have gotten better. The knockouts suck. The men have gotten pretty good.
Yeah, the knockouts are really scary at this point. They're almost put on the show.
We have a main event scene. I mean, they just announced this match. I don't know if it was yesterday or something. Josh Alexander and Eric Young. Great news. Eric Young is good to wrestle this Friday, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous that Gary just told me it was 10 days since the last special when this one happens. Christian Thompson talked about it. Like, they always talk about it. And it's insane. You can't do this. It's so stupid. The first show after a big special like Rebellion can't be like it was a build-up show for this show. Like, there's got to be, like, you know what I mean? Like a celebration episode, you know what I mean? So something.
Yeah, they, like, ought to shoot, like, a separate special or something, especially with a little bit of a build. I mean, like, we still need matches to fill Under Siege, and, I mean, we're going to do that in all of this upcoming Thursday's episode, so.
And, like, what does it mean if it's been built in 2 weeks, like,
Nothing.
It's really hard to care about this show. But I'll watch it, and we'll review it, of course, because that's what we do. We don't miss anything. Speaking of things that aren't missed by anyone, Steph DeLander confirmed. She's still a free agent. Found that interesting because I know Bison from TNI UK is promoting an interview with her, but she's not with TNA. And they're called Total Nonstop Impact, are they not, Gary?
Yeah, totally. I just find it really weird. Like, we put her over in a match, and then we put her, you know, we
put her over again, and for what?
Main events, and now not signed. I mean, there's just something about it that...
Seriously, very weird.
Somebody's not...
I mentioned that in my article that, you know, Scott fucked, I mean, literally and figuratively, the Knockouts division so bad that Steph DeLander walked in and she's a fucking main eventer getting title shots. And this Japanese girl, I don't even know her name. I totally forget it. No offense to her, but she got a title shot. They have no one. Now what? Jordan's in a mixed match? There's not even a Knockouts match at...
They met imagine that Jordan would be facing as Maraschita. Isn't that her name? Or what's her?
That's on. That's this week.
Yeah, this Thursday. Yeah.
But then on Under Siege, she's in a tag match, right?
Yeah, and I honestly, in a way, I wish it would have been reversed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it should have been. I mean, whatever though. Joe Hendry, TNA star, rockets to the top of iTunes chart. I mean, that's awesome. This guy, we've been talking about him for a while, and I was not a big fan when he first showed up, like for his first run.
Oh yeah,
Sydney. I don't know. Like, were you? Don't you think it's a lot different now? I'm not sure what he changed exactly.
Yeah, definitely. It says currently it's, I don't know if it's number one right now in the UK, number 11 in Ireland.
It's crazy. That's even like close.
And number 44 in the United States. And if it stays at the number one spot the whole week, it will be number one.
That is insane. Joe Hendry, man, just making these friggin', oh man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's so, such a spoon.
Yeah, very cool. Steve Macklin re-signed. I thought there was somebody else. No, wasn't that two people this week that signed?
Santana.
Oh yeah, and Santana signed. So, yeah. How many people were getting signed when in the last year or two under Scott?
Yeah, I don't know how many times Hammerstone was out there under
Scott. Yeah, Hammerstone. Yeah, just kept popping in like an idiot and looking awesome, and then nope, we don't need him.
Nah, he's not nothing.
Yeah. Alicia Edwards versus Dani Luna is on Impact this week, and.
Oh, wow.
Alicia, if you're listening, you're welcome. I mean, we pushed you so hard on this podcast. You were doing absolutely nothing. Sorry, I know she's not listening. She was doing absolutely nothing in the back, and we just started talking. Like, why is she there if she's not doing anything? And then they just started adding a little and a little, and now she's back to wrestling as part of a goddamn the most powerful, the only stable, but the most dominant stable in TNA. She's in a tag team now with Masha, which. I'm pretty sure we had this idea. This came from us that she's like just there and Masha kills everyone. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And she just talks shit and everything like, we're the best fucking tag team. Well, you know, Masha's doing all the work and that could set up Masha, you know, breaking up down the line. But also, I really like Dani Luna and Spitfire. So I don't know if you make that change yet. And speaking of, sorry, I got to just break up this podcast for a minute. Gary, I did not mention to you I fell in love this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Gia Miller.
Oh, okay.
Gia Miller. You know, I've kind of always,
yeah,
I want to say, have been in love, but just, I don't know, man. Why, every time I watch videos and, like, see pictures of her, she looks like the most fun person. She's gorgeous. She can wrestle. And now this is my, why the hell can't Gia wrestle? You have no fucking knockouts. You have Gia right there. She's a good wrestler. She's an awesome character. She's gorgeous.
I don't know. All I could think of is maybe she's happy doing the backstage stuff. I don't know.
I get that. But then you say to her, listen, cool. We have one knockout right now, so we really need you. And then she'd be like, why don't we just get rid of the tag division? And they'll be like, we'll get back to you on that. But I mean, that's what they got to do. They have to get rid of the tag division. It's just, you have to.
And I think, to be fair, Jay, I think a lot of it isn't just that Impact hasn't been able to get a lot of knockouts. I do think starting to show cracks in the system where there's lack of really good female talent out there. Because, I mean, how many people or how many women are there?
I don't know. I got to disagree a little because.
You know what I mean?
And again, I really think this has to do with Scott. Killer Kelly. Why'd she leave? Nobody knows.
Somebody said she had something to do with, I don't know, she had some issues going on and she's.
But I'm pretty sure she's wrestling already.
Yeah.
Like, she's not injured.
No.
Okay, so that's one. Damn it, I always forget her name. Taylor Wilde. Why'd she leave? Nobody knows. She can easily be a knockout. The one that got injured, she's probably still injured, I guess. But we haven't heard any news about her, Taylor Wilde's teammate.
Well, somebody had a wild rumor out there that Camille was all but.
She actually announced. She announced yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. She said yesterday she signed with a company in February, but she's not telling anyone.
Oh, okay.
So there's no fucking chance it's TNA because they would have used her long before this.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's WWE. They just said because they're so fucking stacked.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
And again, I have to go back to that whole. We showed the picture, I'm pretty sure. Or, I mean, I know we both saw the picture of four people at Rebellion. There were three people at Rebellion. Look at the knockouts division. Look at that knockouts match. Someone did not show up. They thought they had a deal with someone. It didn't work out. And that's where the bullshit came from in that bullshit, awful match that some people called the worst knockouts title match in the history of major pay-per-views on TNA.
Oh, yeah. They're overly booked.
Yeah. Because they had to, because I really think someone like Tessa or something they couldn't get a deal in time. They had four people in the photo. They had four returning people. The show would have been great if the knockout match didn't suck, but it did because someone didn't return. And I don't need facts. I'm just totally believing that. That's my new thing.
No, I kind of get that vibe coming out of that because it did feel like a mishmash.
You know what I mean? Like, pretend somebody's in there and it's like, it would have fit perfectly.
I mean, because, like, it made no sense to have PCO show up and with all him.
Oh, not at all. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? It wasn't very...
Yeah, no, made no sense at all. And then it was like, I'm telling you, something happened, then they're like, fuck it, let's just run with it. And, you know, that's where they are. And now they're stuck with no knockouts, and I don't know. If it's true, there's rumors that they're actually talking to Tessa. Give her every fucking dime she wants. Like, she's the only human being that can save that division right now. Or you can sign five people. Like, I'm sure it's worth the money giving it to her.
And the thing is, I think she's pretty much the only knockout or could be knockout that can go toe to toe with a Jordynne Grace.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you bring her back, she can go toe to toe with Jordynne for fucking 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that can, like, it was like with Deonna and Jordynne and Deonna and whoever. Deonna, Jordynne, and Trinity. That was the division last year. The top three. Nobody cared. It was the same three people over and over, usually, with some Giselle thrown in. Ah, Giselle. Gonna miss her. People think she's coming back, but I'll tell you right now, that ain't happening. Feel free to laugh. Say she's injured. Sure. Right. Just like Scott, who hasn't spoken since January. I'll be waiting for my apologies. I'm still waiting for them from everyone who cursed me out. Motherfucker hasn't spoken since January, and there's people still out there. Oh, we need Scott back. Whatever.
Well, please surprise. As it surfaced in AEW or...
I feel like something terrible had to have happened that he's away for this fucking long. He might have murdered someone. I don't like to throw things like that out there. Okay, terrible news here that I forgot about. The grizzled young veterans have betrayed us and have gone to AEW. Gary, any thoughts?
Crickets comes...
Well, that's it. Gary, I'll give you 10 minutes to yell about AEW.
No, I get it because they weren't really ever under agreement with Impact or Handshake. But on the other hand, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like anytime a WWE talent goes to AEW is kind of like a slap in the face to WWE in a way because you're kind of going to their major competitor.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, I don't know.
Like, I was talking to Thompson about this and I'm, you know, it's like, would you not go for the money? Like, how many people wouldn't go for the money in life?
Oh, yeah. That's
like, if you're just thinking about it in terms of a job, like, we all think about it as fans. And, like,
pretend
you're on the other end of it. And someone's like, here's double the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think they'll get treated any better.
No, way. That's what we're talking. No, of course not. I mean, look at Deonna. She's done. Deonna's done. Imagine. What's it been? 2 months, she's done. But Deonna's, like, buried. Totally buried.
Oh, really? They don't even have her, like, showcasing on any of them?
I mean, she's in, like, the second feud against Thunder Rosa, against who's going to take on what's the name next. But she just sucks. She's like a Jersey Shore girl. It's just embarrassing. She doesn't even get to wrestle, like, her style. It's gross. It's painful to watch. And I'm sure Macklin saw that. And he was like, oh, give me 10 more years at TNA.
To slap her legacy in the face of TNA.
Yeah, know? I mean, it's weird. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. Because, like, I mean, look at Matt. Like, Matt Hardy. Like, he went there, sucked. Went to WWE, sucked. I posted years ago on Twitter, and I got abused, that Matt Hardy would never be a good character outside of TNA because nobody would give him that creative control. And now, look, he's back, and he's the same fucking cool Matt Hardy again.
Oh, yeah.
He never got to play the same. Like, everyone tried to tweak his character and shit, and now it's Matt doing Matt, and he's the only one that could fucking do it. You can just tell.
Well, I mean, no matter what anybody, you know, thinks negative of him, he is a name, and it's very much what TNA needs right now to move tickets and get some buzz.
Oh, totally.
Him showing up at the end of Rebellion was very classic TNA buzz.
Yeah, and he's been doing a bunch of indie stuff over the weekend, and he takes House Hardy with him, So, I mean, that's pretty cool. Like,
oh, wow.
I'm sure he's making more money for the indies. You know what I mean? Like, Matt Hardy and his family is a draw. Jesus. They might have.
I think that's what I've always liked the Hardy, about the Hardys, though.
Yeah, they come as like a 10.
Yeah, they've never like been so full of themselves because they've been to the bigger, you know, the bigger dances. And like when they come to TNA, they never think they're really above the roster.
And now they might think it even less after, you know, dealing with the big two and kind of getting shit on. And remember, his wife did.
Oh, Ruby Sky.
Say fuck that owl, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, she had started. So. Yeah.
That was all thing. But they made up. Yeah. It was a whole weird thing. Jeff Jarrett was involved. He was drunk doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Ed Nordholm reached out, got in touch with my old boy Ed, who's no longer on the TNA side of things, which probably also has to do with me.
It's really, what a fucking story.
Okay, let's get to this. Impact. started off with Nemeth promo. Really like it, except why? Why doesn't Moose get to start with a goddamn promo? I don't think he's gotten one. I said this earlier. I don't think he's gotten one to start since he's been champion, and I hate it. And also, I don't know, Nemeth losing just like that, like...
Yeah, that's a... That's
I feel like they're doing an AEW thing to Nemeth, where he's losing his star power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I felt like, why are we giving the loser the spot? Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe no one else felt like that.
No, I felt it totally. And I was thinking, at least, why didn't he win? Like, win for a month? Like... Have Dolph Ziggler as your champion for 2 months, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Now I'm thinking, like, why did they even sign him? Like, they could have probably used someone else in this situation. Like, I don't know if he's... Supposedly the buys were bad for this, but I don't believe any of that until the actual numbers come out.
I got thinking, too, Jay. I also thought it kind of felt like maybe they're still playing up that he's the underdog and he never really wins the big one.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. I mean, they also... They also showed that he didn't get pinned. Like, it wasn't even close. Which, maybe, I'll be honest, I didn't pay attention to the referee in this match, but could go back to my evil referee thing.
Okay.
Holy shit. I got to pay attention to look for the ref.
Was that the ref?
I don't know. Holy shit. Oh. I just thought of it as I'm reading this. Okay, that's really interesting.
Have our own Earl Hebner.
Yeah, I did like Moose abusing Nemeth and his brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or, like, just Nemeth, like, you're, what do you say, you're not the next Kurt Angle, you're Eric Angle?
Oh, okay, yeah, I like that line.
Yes. It sounded like the crowd was kind of dead, but, I mean, to be fair, who knows Eric Angle? It's kind of a deep cut.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, you have to remember way back to it.
I was shocked. I thought this would be Nemeth versus Moose versus, who am I missing? Matt? Oh, no, versus Josh, because Josh became the number one contender. But none of that is happening. What is it, a tag team match again for the with Moose?
I think it's is it May?
Hang on one second, people.
I don't have
Let me just look up my Under Siege card, which I have right here.
I want to say 3-on-3, but I'm not sure.
Under Siege. Okay, Jordan Grace and PCO versus Delander and Khan. What the f... I didn't realize Khan was in there, to be honest. I thought it was PCO against, like, Steve or something. Jesus, what are they doing with Khan? Christ.
Yeah.
Unless this is what I think maybe they're doing with getting rid of the shit from Scott, and this would be an example of it. Jordan and PCO destroy Steph and Khan. Soon we don't see Khan anymore. Like, we don't see Jake something in the fucking X Division anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely weird because it kind of feels like 1 minute they're building Khan up and then, like, he doesn't ever win. So it's really, you know, he doesn't really make himself relevant. So.
Yeah, I don't know. No idea what's doing with Khan. But I really don't care because, I mean, PCO should be the monster anyway. Okay. Here it is. Moose, Myers, and Edwards versus Broken Matt and Speedball Mountain.
Oh, okay.
That is not a great...
No.
Draw or big time match. I mean, Speedball Mountain. I don't know. I don't know if it's Trent. Well, definitely it's Trent Seven. If this was like Broken Matt and Mike Bailey against like Moose and Eddie, I probably wouldn't say anything, but do something, Trent. I don't know what it is, man. Fix your hair. I don't know. I can't really place it.
I don't know. I just feel like his look is really not really
what, out of 30 fucking years ago.
Yeah, and like TNA currently is kind of like pushing the younger talent now. You know, like they've kind of ditched the
yeah, friend. It looks weird. And I mean, how old is he? Just looks like he's 60 years old.
Yeah.
I just clicked on a picture of him from. I just clicked on a picture of him from when he was on NXT UK, and he had normal hair, a normal beard. So please go back to that. You look like a normal human. Okay, back to the show. Santana versus. Wait, sorry, did we miss him at the beginning? Yeah, no, just the blah blah blah. Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, this was pretty weird. Gia was like, Jordan, so you're facing Mia Yamashita next week, and Jordan was like, yeah, but guess what? Now it's a title match. And I could not have like had any less of a reaction.
Oh yeah, I know. And
like, does that mean anything? She's my, is there any chance this girl's winning?
I don't think we see Yamashita in any form of a TNA ring since back when we did the, what was it, the that wrestling show where we went to New Japan. I can't, and we had a bunch of knockouts. And,
wow, you know Yamashita, really?
Yeah, she wrestled. Yeah, and one of her past thumbs, if you look down on the thing, she was at one of the, I don't know, what was it called? I want to say wrestling.
I was going to say that show we did that no one else reviewed
in yeah.
the TNA universe. What was that? TNA universe?
I think it might have been.
New Japan show, remember?
Yeah, like the first one.
Shit, what happened to those? Wow, you did it. You did it. You complained enough. You got rid of them. Great. Now you lost New Japan, jerk. Everyone blamed Gary because TNA was doing those specials with New Japan, and Gary was like, fuck this. You got to stop it every month. And now look, we lost New Japan. But also, I'm interested. I'm really interested in what happens with New Japan because I don't know if people are seeing this, but a lot of people in New Japan hate what is going on with AEW. Openly. I don't know, like a pretty big name tweeted like, or like it was on a video, like, listen, this Hobbs guy, because who was it? Who's a champion? Whatever it is, faced Powerhouse Hobbs, you know, totally fine AEW guy. And this is exactly what they said. He's like, you know, looks like, you know, he's a great wrestler. Nice. Seems like a nice guy. But has he ever been to Japan? Does he have a visa? Could he like, you know what I mean? Like it was like a New Japan person. Like, do you think we're going to book him? Is he going to win? Is he going to wrestle over here? Like, and they had all these questions, and I was like, shit. Like, and I don't know, it just made me think, like, they could totally have issues behind the scenes that nobody realizes.
I don't know, Jay. I seen the Hobbs guy you're talking about. He looks very, very indie and NWA to me. I don't.
Oh, yeah, there's a big dude, but, like, they're saying, like, you know,
yeah,
nothing
yeah,
to do with New Japan. Like,
him. I don't
like why. The other thing is, like, why are you wrestling guys that have nothing to do with New Japan, have never wrestled in New Japan? And it's true. It is weird. They're like, we have these. We send you New Japan guys. Why don't you fucking wrestle with them for the titles?
Yeah.
But whatever. This isn't about AEW being stupid. I might have a whole new podcast on that coming soon. Mike Santana versus Myron Reed. I don't know. I thought this should have stood out a little more. There was like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, totally quick win. Like, I don't know. And I feel like he's not being presented like a gigantic star. And maybe it has to do with Matt being there at the same time. Like they just showed up, and Matt will always be bigger than Santana just because of, you know, his history.
Oh yeah, and like I haven't really liked how they've booked Myron Reed so far either. If he's in a match, usually he's teamed with the Rascals, and we didn't really get to see much of his high flying stuff in this matchup, which was kind of.
Again, why bring Myron Reed in? Add him as the third member. He really is the third member. These guys have wrestled together for years.
Yeah,
you can use that. Let them fucking win a bunch of matches when he comes in. You know what I mean? Like, they're now the Rascals. They're the full Rascals. Like, they should be kicking ass. Like,
oh yeah,
they should let them beat ABC in 2 minutes. And then ABC's like, shit, we gotta fucking, you know, we gotta figure this dude out.
Yeah, they're totally not, like, put behind them, you can tell. I don't know if they're, you know, they're really not signed for much longer.
Yeah. I think there's something weird going on there. Our boy Macklin's music hit. God, this fucking guy. It's amazing. He can lose every match and it doesn't matter. That's how awesome Macklin is. It's kind of incredible. So he takes out, what, Santana and was it the Rascals? He was like, I think he was trying to talk to the Rascals, like, you know, like we had a deal or something with the Rascals. And the Rascals were like, you know, because he kind of fucked over the Rascals.
based on their former collaboration, I guess they Macklin assumed that they were all good because, you know, they're all heels or whatever. Yeah,
there you go.
And more or less, they made it look like they were going to jump Santana and then, like, nah, we don't. We're not working with you no more.
It's like, fuck you, Macklin. You're a dick. We know you, bro. I really like it. Like, cause he is. And it's like, he's such a dick that the heels don't want to work with him. That's great.
It was a pretty cool moment.
But again, I don't like, this is probably leading to Macklin Santana again, where Santana wins again. Macklin just never wins. And maybe eventually he snaps or something. Steph DeLanda was backstage with Khan. I mean, you just watch something and you're like, what the fuck am I looking at? How did this become a thing so quickly? Like, Cardona wasn't there for the taping, so they throw Khan in out of all people?
Yeah, I don't get it either, because he is coming off his rubber match against PCO, which he had lost. I would have probably kept him, like,
oh, God. Barely, yeah, right. You know, now they're putting him right back with PCO again. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then next up, which, I mean, was the weekly, I guess, new thing, Josh Alexander gets mic time. And holy fuck, why? I could literally just start screaming about this. Nobody in the last few years has gotten 1,000th of the character time that this guy has gotten. And he's still not much of a character. He loves his family and he loves wrestling and he wants the title. That's his character.
I totally think they're kind of ribbing you here, Jay. I think they're doing it to you on purpose. It feels like they're giving
him. Oh, it could be, yeah.
Mike every week.
Yeah, they could be fucking with me. But I do like that. I mean, he became the number one contender. But, like, what does it mean? You know what I mean? Like, he faced Josh, and I don't know. I don't think Santino said number one contender, but they did. So, like, I don't know. I was talking to Thompson.
I think I was talking to Thompson,
and they were like, well, that doesn't mean they're number one contender. I don't know. It might have been Roble, sorry.
I don't know.
Does it mean he's a number one contender, or was that just like a...
I mean, I get he's number one contender, but I'm not really all that enthused for another Josh Moose matchup. You know what I mean? I kind of felt like we've done that way too many times, and, like, it dominated a storyline for a better part of a year already. So.
And again, I mentioned, or... Yeah, whatever. It's in the article I wrote about Scott getting fired. There's a picture of him and Giselle and Josh in their pajamas. So if you have pajama parties with the guy, that's who he was pushing the most. It's literally in a fucking picture. Now, why is it still happening? I don't know. Also, please, TNA fans, please remember this. When he comes out giving these fucking talks about how he bleeds TNA, he wanted to leave.
Oh, yeah, and then I don't
know. He wanted out when his fucking friend Scott was thrown out. Again, the man who hasn't said a word since fucking January.
And wasn't it reported Scott was with Giselle when they were in the crowd with CM Punk as well?
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah, I believe he was, like, sitting. I don't know if it was when they were at Cicero Stadium or I can't remember what it was. Something to do. Punk was, I don't know if maybe they went to the, I don't know, Blackhawks game or something.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said it? Like the Blackhawks announcer or like?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember what happened, but I remember being reported like they thought that Scott and Giselle, it's kind of always been on the writing's been on the wall about them being a couple. So.
I had no idea until I saw that post on social media. I mean, like, I don't know. Like you said, like, these are the writing ones on the wall. Like, I don't know. And I think a lot of people don't because, I mean, that article's doing shockingly well. So that's really cool. Thanks, everyone, for reading it. So, Thompson put Brynn half stars. That was a good match between two of TNA's top guys. I fucking love Kazarian. I fucking love everything about Kazarian right now. He actually gave me a like on my psycho Twitter account, which is just super cool. Like I mentioned how I loved he just stood there waiting to see if EY was okay. And then he calls an asshole. Like it was just, I loved it so much. I wrote something like, dude, you're either the fucking evil or that was the great heel move and whatever. He liked it. So
yeah, this was a very, very well done TV match. Probably better than it had any right to be considering it was a TV match, but
That's another thing. The shows have gotten better.
Oh, definitely.
Do you agree? Or
No, I didn't know if you were following up anything with that.
Like,
but yeah.
There's no stupid shit anymore. Remember how much stupid shit we would watch every week?
Oh, yeah, no Swingers
Palace. The biggest change is they just changed Swingers fucking bullshit palace to Santino backstage. Like, that's kind of the new thing. And I love it. Santino's fantastic. He's always funny. They're not overdoing it. There's not an every week bullshit. Let's put 10 people in a fucking room with Swinger, make fucking Scott and five people in the world laugh.
They're changing stuff up with the Santino character, whether it be him messing up names intentionally or, you know, just some kind of common thing like saying, like, how does this work? And he goes, what? And he goes, this thing right here. And then he steps between it and he just leaves. He cuts yes. off camera.
He's just like, hysterical. He's the anti Johnny Swinger. So, yeah, really good match. I love Kazarian. I just wish he got the win there. Cody and Jake something were backstage. Good Lord, again. Oh, yeah, this ballot box thing. Sorry, I totally forgot the ballot box. That's what I like. I mean, really liked it about this week. That was kind of like the backstage thing, you know? It was like,
yeah,
they kept going back to it. So, Deaner and Jake something, who, goddamn, we are fucking booking this show, dude. We started off, nobody was listening. Nobody knew us. Now we got Cody Deaner and Jake something. They're going to be back as a tag team. Jake is out of the X Division. You're welcome, everyone. I literally cried tears over it for months and months. And now he's fighting
Hammerstone.
And he's not beating Hammerstone. Well, I don't think he is. But like, I think this is part of my ongoing, they're going to bury certain guys. Like, or not bury, but they're going to show, you know, Jake something isn't a fucking star. They're going to have Hammerstone win. Hammerstone, well, first of all, Hammerstone can't lose coming off a loss to Josh. So
I kind of feel like Jake something, the booking him, it feels kind of a lot like, what's his name there? Indian wrestler. Big muscular dude.
Indian?
Yeah, Indian wrestler.
TNA?
Champagne
Singh?
No, much bigger. And one they call the Lion. I can't think of his name.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well.
You know who I'm.
Shira.
I kind of feel like they try to pass him off as this threat. And then, like, when it comes to for him to step up to a challenge, like, he always comes up short. It's kind of like,
I mean, it's kind of a few guys like that. Like, you have to, like piss or get off the pot, you know? Like, win or get out of there. Like, become a tag team. Like, it's fun. But again, I'm totally cool with this. I have nothing bad to say about Jake something versus Hammerstone. That could be a great match.
Yeah, it's
not okay. Not in the X Division. And guess what the fucking X Division TNA title match is? Mustafa versus Ace Austin. For the first time in how long, we're getting a real legit TNA X Division title match. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
God. Why'd it take so long? Whatever. AJ Francis segment. I'm sure we both love this.
Oh yeah, the head dog.
So much about Francis, man. I don't even know what it is exactly. Like, he's just awesome. He's awesome. I love this dude. I thought he was a joke when they signed him.
Yeah, this week they happen to have rapper Bun B with them.
And again, I'm sure people will laugh. Oh, who the fuck is Bun B? You know what I mean? Who the fuck is TNA, assholes?
Yeah.
And I hate to say it like that, but you know what I mean? Yeah. like to Bun B, he's probably fucking bigger than TNA and you know what I mean? In his rap world or whatever, but whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's different worlds shit. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, like, TNA's been doing an awesome job with just bringing in rappers, bringing in football players.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job of that.
Scott didn't do.
It kind of takes me back to the Hermes Sandler days with TNA, with Jeff Jarrett, like with the NASCAR stuff.
Yeah, even that. I mean, see, I thought that was stupid at the time, but I had no idea how fucking huge. I had no idea how huge NASCAR was, though.
Yeah. I
mean, if they had NASCAR now, like,
oh yeah,
I'd be crying about how amazing it is. Like, I didn't realize NASCAR was fucking NASCAR.
No, I'm not. You'd be surprised. You'd think from where I am, I love NASCAR, but no.
Yeah, I mean, gotta quickly mention, I won $180 last night in the NASCAR pool, so I'm pretty goddamn happy. Don't know how I'm going to fit that into this, but Chase Elliott, thank you, if you happen to be listening. Probably not. But yeah, I mean, God, imagine they got the NASCAR shit back. And that was, I mean, Jeff Jarrett, like, I don't know, just funny looking back at things. Like, I thought he was an idiot, but maybe not. Speaking of idiots, Ash by Elegance versus Zia Brookside. Good Lord, why? What the? I don't know. You have anything for this? We could just move on.
I think I was actually more like concerned with the victor in this match, because I mean, like, what do you do with Ash by Elegance?
Oh, totally, totally. You make her a valet. That's what you do. That's all you can do.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you know, she's already suffered a loss. She's been here, what, maybe 3-4 months, maybe.
But, well said by Thompson. The push for Brookside continues, which is fine as the crowd gets behind her. The division is just so thin. I don't know if that's a play on words because Z is thin, but if it is, I love it. If not, still nice job. Santino announced Trey Miguel as the winner of the ballot box. I don't even know how it worked, but Santino said he went, I don't know either. Like, I was watching it, it was funny, but I had no idea what the fuck was going on. And then Chris Bay argued about the result and said that Ace Austin should be the winner, and Ali said this was voter fraud and there shouldn't be a match. Okay, so Santino said next week it will be Miguel versus Ace Austin, and whoops, I gave out a spoiler, at Under Siege. Okay, so Ace Austin wins that match. Apologies, they already announced it on Wikipedia. Blame Wikipedia. That should be a win for Austin because Miguel is a heel and Ali should be defending against faces. Goodwin Thompson, nice save. Okay, I love the beginning of the show. I really didn't like the rest of it. I absolutely hate handicap matches. How about you?
Yeah, definitely. And if I have to be fair, I'm sorry, but Sammy's Cactus Driver 97 is looking like it should be shelved. I don't like it. I don't mind a pile driver, but I don't know. To me, it looks like he's, like kind of sloppy with it anymore. I don't know.
It's funny, man. I think I mentioned this at Rebellion. Like, I kind of forgot Sammy was like new and like returned to Nair. Like, I even said it again. Like, beginning of the show. Like, I mentioned Matt and Santana. Like, he's just, it's so weird. I mean, this dude was the 2-time Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah.
I just think suppose he got injured. He had an injury, and I just think he never lost the weight or something, but he's not the same Sammy, I think, you know.
Well, and then of all
things, until he shows it, maybe he could put on a half-hour match, and it's great, we'll see.
I don't think Good Hands could be at a lower spot.
Oh, totally. Our boys, right now. Look what they've done to our boys.
Yeah, they built them up. Just a terrible
These battle. Guys were tag title competitors, like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, they're definitely, I think, number one contenders, weren't they?
And I mean... Yeah, no, they were. They faced the tag titles.
That's what I thought.
But I hate the whole 2-on-1 thing here. Like, but I don't know what you do with the Good Hands because they actually have a tag division now. So like they're moving things around. But the problem is like you have to get the Good Hands off TV now for a little bit. Like that's what they don't do. Like they're gonna have the Good Hands probably come back in a week and we're gonna have to fucking watch Hotch and we're gonna have to try and pretend to take him seriously against Eddie Edwards or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Forgetting that he just lost a 2-on-1 in 3 minutes against Sammy Callahan. Like, I don't know. And again, back to Thompson. I'm all for storyline continuity, but the Good Hands have to get the jobber treatment. No one believes they have a chance against anyone anymore. That's like what you just said. Like, they're totally pointless now. Macklin and Kaz backstage. Again, I look, goddamn, these two are awesome, man. And putting them together is like, that made just. Certain things just make me smile. Like, every time fucking Macklin comes on screen, I swear to God, I smile. That's how... He might be my favorite character in all of wrestling. I didn't know shit about this guy. Like I don't, you didn't know much about him in WWE, right?
No.
And he's just so... Like, I don't know how he can get that good. Like, he's so... I don't want to say confident. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like he's been doing what he's doing for, like, 10 years.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely got a very old school look. I think it doesn't hurt that he kind of has that Punisher. You're referring to Macklin, right?
Yeah, Macklin, because the thing with Kazarian, I love Kazarian being such a dickhead. Yeah. And he's, like I mentioned before, like, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, just that he kind of has that Punisher look to him, which is a very cool look. And, like, I don't know, just very old school. And, like, back when I first seen him, I was like, I'm not too impressed with the look.
Oh, totally. I think it was like 6 months. I was like, I'm not getting this dude. I don't get it.
But I mean, he's been given 110% in that squared circle. So
I think he totally got me when he did that dive and he just landed on the fucking ground.
Yeah, he almost took out Jake Young. Yeah.
And then he did it again like the next week. And I'm like, this dude is legit insane.
Well, I don't know about you, Jay, but I kind of felt like they should have interjected that into the weekly show. You know, the way, you know, the way they start off the show.
Good job. Good call. We should mention that early on the next one. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, that should be like the first part of the show. Macklin just diving through it. But goddamn, yeah. I mean, I just can't. I want him as champion. Like, I was talking about this. Like, this is how we talked about Moose last year. Like, we wanted main event Moose back, and now I want fucking Macklin, man. That's how good he is.
Yeah, I definitely think we need new blood as the world champion for sure.
I mean, he just can't be a face. That's a problem. I think it would have been good if he just had. I mean, I don't know. I love Moose, though. I mean, I like Moose being the champ for a little bit. You have Nemeth. Why not use him? Why not give him the title? And then you have Macklin take the title off Nemeth after, you know, that's how it started, with Nemeth going after Macklin. But,
oh, yeah.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to kind of give Macklin a, you know, minor run or, you know, he is re-signing with us. So, I mean, you got to pay the man back. Yeah.
Eddie defeated Nemeth, which I thought was awesome, man. Awesome. Again, yeah, Nemeth is. I mean, I don't love that he's losing all these matches, like. But Eddie gets a win over fucking Dolph. That's awesome.
Well, I definitely like it. TNA's current realist booking they're doing. Like, you'd think that Nemeth would get the win here because and then they're like, no, we're building up the system and. They're here to stay, and you know, and then I think it's more Nick Nemeth, maybe free falling, maybe he leads to a heel turn of his own.
Yet again, we have no idea how long Nemeth's going to be there. I mean, in my mind, he's leaving at the end of the year and going back to the Rumble, but that's just, you know, I have no facts or anything on that. But maybe he's there for like 2 years. We're going to tell a long term story with this guy where he can't win for a while, like you're saying, you know, like you said before, like he can't win the big match. And then finally he does, like, next year at fucking whatever.
Was his brother Ryan, is he a wrestler too?
Yeah, he wrestled with AEW. He was an AEW guy.
Well, I mean, there's a possible tag team we could get there.
Oh, yeah, and even if he leaves, they can keep him.
Yeah.
He was also in the Iron Claw
movie. Okay. Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Ryan was? No, I didn't know
Ryan,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, little Dolph movie, Ziggler's his brother.
Little movie factoid from Jay.
whoa! Ryan Nemeth was in Pee-wee's Big Holiday. First of all, I thought that said Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I'm not sure what his Big Holiday was, but still, damn.
Oh, it's a sequel to Pee-wee's Big.
Wow, this guy's like an actual actor. Holy shit! Wow, he's in that. Holy crap, he's got
no idea.
Actually, no, he was in Boone the Bounty Hunter. That's a joke. That was with Johnny. You ever see that? That was with Johnny.
Yeah,
I
did see that. Yeah.
Johnny Wrestling. I don't know what he's fucking going by. But yeah, I love the main event here. And like you said, we didn't know who's going to win. The same with the Ash by Elegance match, who Kevin Bennett said that without laughing. Like, we didn't know who's going to win that one. I don't know. I thought this was really good. I thought it was a really good show. Thompson gave it a 6 out of 10. And let me just say, you are wrong, Thompson, for once. Just kidding. We all like different things. But, you know, I just like, I don't know. I love the backstage stuff. I love all the shit with Macklin, who I feel like he got a lot of shit this week. And they just, I don't know, there's like less bullshit. I give them a point for less bullshit, which I don't think anyone else does.
Well, coming out of this, the main event matchup, it made total sense that Nemeth got the loss because, like, at every turn, I can't think of the system.
It just seemed like always every there.
Every time, yeah. Like anytime you get any momentum, Alicia would grab a leg.
And I do like that. And again, like I said, I was watching it with Robles, and I'm like, look at Alicia, man. Like she, and we said it last week. Like she does the thing with like you, how you grab the leg and you turn. Like it's not that easy to do. I'm sure people think it is.
Yeah, it's all about timing. And
like she's become such a good manager, and she's saved how many times? She's probably saved 15, you know, pins.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Like the last few months.
Yeah, she definitely is the system's MVP.
Totally, and I love how they're booking the system. dominant friggin' faction. I love it. So, like, I give them points for that. I'm not going to take away points for Under Siege because that didn't happen yet, but I hate the timing and whatever, but it is what it is.
It's almost unfair at this point because, I mean, who's going to stand up to the system? They just don't. TNA don't currently have anybody that can do it.
I guess you have no idea the powers of Matt fucking Hardy, bro. He can turn himself into 15 Matt Hardys. You don't know what power he has. Also, maybe he brings Jeff in. Supposedly his contract is up soon. I mean, listen, I'm not a huge fan of seeing both Hardys, but if you got Jeff doing the wacky thing next to Matt, that is money. People just like watching that shit, man. Like, Matt's one thing, but when you put Jeff next to him, it becomes a totally different thing. Like, it solidifies him so much more.
Yeah, when they're both in the ring together, like, when, you know.
But you're right. Who takes them on? Who can take on the system right now? Definitely not this 85-year-old looking dude from Speedball Mountain. I don't know what they're doing with Speedball, man. I keep mentioning it. He had like 9 matches of the year last year. This year he has 0. Like, maybe he's another one who might be leaving.
The only thing I thought of is that maybe having a mini Team Canada where you could have EY, Josh Alexander, and then Speedball. You know, kind of have a three men, and I don't know, bring in.
Yeah, well, thanks for ruining that again, Scott. Now they can't even do that. It'll be weird without Scott there.
That's
or everyone will think Scott's coming, so they can't even touch that. But bring back the main event mafia. Team TNA.
Or something, yeah.
EY and Josh and I don't know. I'd love to see Josh show his true colors and turn heel and turn into a little bitch heel like he is in real life and wanna quit companies because his best friend got and the only person that ever booked him in a main event scene anywhere in life is out of the company. Hey, I'd be crying too if I was him, but you know, whatever. I don't mind the crying. I don't mind crying and whatever, but don't lie to fans. Don't lie to fans like, oh, my heart fucking bleeds TNA. No, it doesn't, bro. You would die in a fucking head over to AEW and go back in the north and save your fucking friend over there who, where is he? I haven't even heard his name. He might not be there anymore. It's the place where people go to die, and I really, really want to see Josh go there. I want to see what happens. I know he's not going to get booked like he thinks he would ever be booked. He'll be a regular guy in the middle where he belongs, and I'm so tired of it. I don't want to see him again against Moose. I will literally skip that show. I will still do a review. Gary will do most of that review, but still. Also, Sammy Callahan, I don't know. Do something with him. He shouldn't be back, and we're forgetting about him already. That's crazy. That's really bad. But I don't know. I thought the show was better than last week, and I think this was a solid show.
Yeah, it's definitely a good show. I'm going to reiterate, I don't like it when Sammy does the bowing thing either. I don't know. It just doesn't seem very maniacal. Oh, you're bowing.
No, he's not. You're right.
You know, I don't know. I just never liked it. I haven't liked this since he introduced
it. I hate when they just bring a character back and, like, don't explain things. Like, what if you weren't watching when Sammy was there? I mean, Matt Hardy is another. He was literally in WWE and AEW. So, like, if you're watching wrestling, you probably know about Matt Hardy. But, like, you know, explain a little. I feel like if somebody comes back, like, here's a quick fucking compilation, you know? If you haven't watched in the last fucking year or whatever.
Yeah, if there's a time that you want to.
This is Sammy Callahan, you know?
If there's a week you want to take a time off, because you need build or whatever, why not have, like, a Best of Hardys episode? You know, just kind of introducing what people have missed.
Something like that. How about in between? I don't know what the hell they show after.
Before the episode or something. Yeah.
That's for Anthem. All we can do is our best here, and I think we did today. And I think that's about it, unless you have anything other than got any new reviews going on over there at the Emporium? Well, is it still the Emporium? Oh, the Crypt.
Yeah, I changed it. It's a little bit more searchable, but yeah, I did a
Van Booker. Oh, shit, that's smart. Wow, that's why you thought of that?
Yeah, I did a A vampire.
This motherfucker is stealing my searchability thing.
vampire review for what is it called? Off the top of my head here, it's American Cannibals.
Well, nice job.
Go check that out.
And lastly, has nothing to do with wrestling, but I saw last night that the Deadpool and Wolverine post-credit scene leaked to some people.
Oh, wow.
No one is allowed to speak about it, but everyone is saying it's the most incredible thing like to ever happen in movie history, and no one can believe that it didn't leak yet. Like, that's how great this is supposed to be. I mean, they got me thinking, like, Deadpool's gonna run into fucking Batman or something, you know what I mean? Like, just break the fucking universe.
So is this collab a full-on Marvel property thing, or is this like...
Oh, this is insane. No, yeah, this is insane. Okay. Honestly, it's very likely Robert Downey Jr. as a bad guy. That's how it ends. And then it leads into Secret Wars, which is their next movie. Because it's they're going through, like, different universes. This whole movie's about, like, Deadpool is basically going back and, like, killing the X-Men universe or something. So it's, like, it's more about the X-Men than Marvel. But then you got Marvel guys. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's in the MCU. I mean, it's going to be insane. It's going to be fucking insane. Yeah, I'm, like, super excited for that shit.
Well, and
I don't get excited for much. Being 75 years old and whatever. All right. That's it for now. Check out Gary's crypt. Should be linked somewhere.
Be sure
and
to.
And catch you next week.
Yeah, make sure to catch you Under Siege this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we won't be late. We'll probably do this regular Monday thing or whatever. But we won't be reviewing this week's show, so
no,
sorry, we don't do that. All right, peace.